Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're going to start a new series, and the next few days and weeks we'll be teaching on the good fight of faith. If you want to know what is required to walk and fight this good fight of faith that Paul was talking to Timothy about, just stay with us and listen, and we will tell you and teach you how this thing works. At the end of the program, you'll hear some numbers of how to get this teaching free in its entirety.
Because I know that I don't know much about it, but yet I know enough about it to know it's awesome. But I don't know enough about it, but I'm going to teach that covenant in detail before this year's out somewhere. And I'm going to show you everything that belongs to you, and all you've got to do is walk holy before God and then believe those things and claim those things, and it's going to change your life just like it has claimed, changed mine. Yes, Irene? Yes. Matt, do what? Okay, just a second.
Back to the curse that comes upon us if we're born out of wedlock. What if you're conceived out of wedlock, but they get married, and by the time you're born, they're married? It still applies?
Still the same thing.
Okay.
Still applies. Yeah, in other words, if a mother and a father has a sexual relationship, a man and a woman has a sexual relationship, and you're conceived out of wedlock, you're illegitimate. In fact, I had a man one time that I knew. He was having all kinds of problems. And I sat down to talk with this man. I asked him, is he a Christian? And he said, yes. I said, you go to church? He said, well, a little. I said, where do you go to church? He told me. And I said, are you married? I said, first of all, I said, do you have any children? He said, I got two sons. I said, who's your wife? He said, I don't have a wife. I said, well, how long were you married? He said, I was never married. I said, so you got two sons out of wedlock. So I said, you got two bastards. Boy, he didn't like that. I said, I'm sorry, that's what the Word of God calls you. I mean, that's what it says. The King James says that the child born out of wedlock, it's a bastard. I said, now the term we might want to use might be a little bit softer, it's illegitimate, but it's the same thing in the dictionary. I said, sir, you got something you've got to do. You've got to repent. I said, you have your door to your life and those two boys' lives wide open to the devil. And there's no telling when he'll come. But he will come. Now then, if people don't know these things, we wonder why devastating things come upon us and sickness and disease comes upon us, but we don't have a clue. What opens the door? You ever stop to think? And I did for years. I'd look and I'd see a man back in fact the area I was raised up in. There was two men, both of them had the same education. They graduated from high school in the same school. They went to the same college. They came back and both of them became farmers. One of them, it seems like everything he did turned to gold. He'd buy him a new pickup every two or three or four years. His wife drove a nice car. His crops always seemed to produce more. He had nice barns, tractors, everything. And the other guy, seems like nothing he did ever turned out right. And he was sick and had a problem, and he finally died at about 45. And the other guy was just going on like crazy. And I asked the gentleman, much older gentleman than me, he was a well-grounded man in business, and he was a man I worked for as a young man. And I said, sir, I told him about these two guys. I said, what do you think makes a difference? He said, I mean, it's management. He said, one of them learned to manage, one of them didn't. Well, I mean, I bought that until I was many years older when I began to read the Word of God about the curses and the blessings. And then I found out the truth. One of those men, his mother and father and his grandmother and father and his great-grandmother and grandfather had been obedient to God, had served God. The other man, his didn't. They lived in sin. So that one, that died at a young age and nothing ever went right, he was living under the curses. But the other one was living under the blessings. And it had nothing to do with management. The management skills, wisdom comes to people that are children of God that ask God for wisdom. You learn what to do with the knowledge you have. And I wondered for years why this person is blessed and that one seems to not be. Now I realize that one's blessed because they live according to God's word and they go to church and they tithe and they do everything that God says and they claim the blessings. Well, the other one is cursed because they do not. Now, I'm going to tell you, of course, this little lady right here, I'll just tell this story. If I tell it wrong, she can correct me. She had a relative here a while back that brought a baby into the world that I believe was a liver fail. A liver fail. Little bitty tiny baby. The baby's going to have a liver transplant or something. Gloria, she goes over there and says, I'm going to tell you, you brought this baby into the world in sin. You were living with a man out of wedlock and you got pregnant and now this baby's under a curse. She said, I'm going to tell you, if you will repent and not go back and live with that man, if you will turn to God, if you break that curse, I will rebuke the devil over that baby and that baby will get well. Her relative listened to her. She repented, turned from her wicked ways, and this little girl sitting right here, she went on that little tiny baby that was in the hospital and rebuked that devil and laid hands on that child, and that little child was miraculously healed. Doing fine to this day. Now, where did she learn those things? That's right. She learned those from my teaching. But what I'm trying to tell you is it worked. Now then, everybody goes to a hospital and you think, look at this little tiny thing. Why would God do such a thing to this little tiny thing? God didn't do that to that little tiny thing. God made a set of rules and he said, you people walk holy before me and give no place to the devil and I will keep the devourer from you. We've not believed this, see? So we go out and we do what appeals or appeases the flesh. She sees a young man. He sees a young woman. He says, hey, why don't you just come over to my house and let's just live together for a while? Well, that's got to be okay. God wouldn't mind that, would he? What does he say? He hates fornication or adultery? So what is it we don't understand about that? So we live in sin. And then, sure, the sin, who did the sin affect?
The baby.
The baby. The child. Had the child ever sinned?
No.
But the devil had legal right to the baby through the mother and father's sin. Once the mother repented and turned her wicked ways, didn't even bring a woman of God that's walking holy before God, which is glorious. She's learned that now. When her relative repented and turned from her wicked ways, Gloria, a woman of faith now, goes up, rebukes the devil because the sin has been taken care of. The sin, the curse has been taken care of by the blessing of Jesus. And this little woman, a woman of faith, goes in, and now then since the curse has been removed, but the devil is still there killing that little child in its liver, goes in and rebukes that devil. And I mean, the day she told us that testimony, she was on fire, said, I went in and grabbed that little child, laid my hands on it, and I commanded that devil to leave that baby in the name of Jesus. I mean, she said, I will attack that thing. And she said, I said, you've got to go in the name of Jesus. Lord, the sins have been repented of. So I'm driving this devil out and I'm laying hands on my little baby. So Lord, thank you for healing this baby. And the little baby got well. Totally well. No liver transplant or nothing. Wait a minute. You've got to put this on tape. You can't. Somebody will want to know what you were saying.
A few hours later after that happened, after I prayed for the baby, and they ran a whole lot of tests. The doctor here went back and I ran tests, couldn't find anything. The next day, they let the baby go home, and she's perfect to this day.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I mean, does God's word really work? Got another question back here? You see, I'm telling you that you have to walk holy before God. Yes, ma'am.
Explain how, when they asked Jesus who did sin, their parents or this man, that he was born blind. And Jesus said, neither, period.
Okay.
Supposed to have been period.
Okay, I'm going to tell you that, of course, I've been confronted with that scripture a lot of times. First of all, how many people on this earth there is that has sinned? Everyone. There is none righteous, not one. All have sinned. So this case that she's talking about there, if whenever he said neither one of these have sinned, this man was not born blind, but this man could very easily have been born blind because of sin of parents before. Very easily have been born blind. Now, these sins are passed down 3 and 4 generations into the future. I'm going to tell you that sin is what brings sickness and disease upon you. I'm going to tell you, if you're like I was, you don't know how easy it is to sin. Now, then the average person thinks if you don't go to bed with somebody, you don't sin. Oh, you got a question? Just a second. Let me get you. But you can sin just by making a voicing a statement out of your mouth. Yes, brother.
Brother, you said something that caught my attention. It's talking about the Mason. I was a 32nd.
Okay.
And when I got to study and everything, I asked God to forgive me because I was wrong. You're right. They do teach another God. But my wife, she even told me when I got married that I was a bastard. And it didn't go so well with me because of my birth certificate, but sure enough, she was right, because I checked with some people that know. So I had to ask God to forgive me. Is it possible that the things that my parents, because of what they did, you say, goes down through generations, your kids can have problems, different skin problems, and that sin is caused by from them?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. So the thing about it is, see, this is what we've not realized. And since I've learned these things, I've had so many, many experiences with people that we've got their sins confessed and then we've seen great and mighty things happen.
What if the child's mother has never repented or anything, but still, the little one just out of the room. But the thing is he's with us. We have him, and but his mother, it was out of wedlock, but his mother has now, since she doesn't
okay, so the child's born out of wedlock,
right.
The child's living in your home, are you the spiritual authorities over the child right now, then you're walking holy before God, then you can break the power over that devil, over that child, and if you don't have that kind of faith, you can bring him to me, and if you make sure you and your husband sends a guy here, I can get it done.
He's here,
okay. Before it goes today, we'll get that baby healed in the name of Jesus.
I just want to ask you if my son and his wife, they got married as soon as they found out that she was pregnant and they confessed their sin, is that child still cursed?
Yeah.
We're going to have to stop right there today on the teaching, but we'll start there again tomorrow. We invite you to join us again tomorrow to hear the continuation of the Good Fight of Faith. If you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would contact our ministry center at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, or go to the web at www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. And there you can order these teachings as well as many other teachings free and postpaid. We would love to send them to you free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, He is God and Lord of all. And we praise Him and thank Him for the privilege to teach His Word.